take it as it is. Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, entitled Karma Yoga. We are discussing text number 1 and 2. We are reading text 1. Arjuna Vacha Jayasi Chet Karma Naste Mata Buddhir Janardhana Tatkim Karmani Ghure Mam Niyo Jayasi Keshava. Translation and purport is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Arjuna said, O Janardana, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has very elaborately described this constitution of the soul in the previous chapter, with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material grief. And the path of realization has been recommended, Buddhi Yoga or Krishna Consciousness. Sometimes Krishna Consciousness is misunderstood to be inertia, and one with such misunderstanding often withdraws to a secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. But without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place where one may acquire only cheaply adoration from the innocent public. Arjuna also thought of Krishna consciousness or Buddhi Yoga or intelligence in spiritual advancement of knowledge is something like retirement from active life and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna elaborately explained Karma Yoga or work in Krishna consciousness in this third chapter. Krishna. For the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and the assembled devotees, I would try to share my understanding of these two verses. So, here, I find interesting this, the ghastly warfare, the word ghastly warfare. It was spoken by Arjuna, who was not new to warfare. You know, if a new person is about to fight, like in Mahabharata we hear about Uttar Kumar, when he went, it was new for him. So, it is natural for him to be afraid of, you know, fearful, become fearful. But here Arjuna already fought so many wars, he has seen so many, you know, ghastly scenes in the war. Even it's not even started here, he was saying it is a ghastly warfare. So, why he is saying ghastly warfare? Because he has his own attachment for the not to fight. So his opinion is not to fight, you know. So, and why he is ghastly is thinking, because in previous wars, the warriors whom he fought against were neither his relatives nor teachers. Here, the opponents are his own relatives and his own, you know, teachers and all. So now he is thinking that these are elderly people who brought up me. And if I kill them, because unless he fought in Virat kingdom also to protect the cows. But at that time, just he need to defeat the Kauravas and get the cows. But here, unless he kills them, he cannot get the kingdom. So that's why now killing elders and his gurus may cause sinful reaction. Because of that, he is more afraid of the sinful reaction than the abominable scenes or whatever, the oozing of blood and flowing of, you know, blood and all these things. So because of that, he is describing this as a ghastly warfare. So, but this is his opinion, because he wanted to avoid, he is afraid of this ghastly warfare. So because keeping this as an excuse, he is now trying to say that, he is telling that, if you think, he is asking Krishna, if you think intelligence is better than, you know, fruitive activity, because in this war he is going to fight, he is getting some fruit. Either if he dies, he will go to heavenly planets, otherwise he gets the kingdom. Some result will be there. But Krishna before, he said, you know, in 2.49, he says, in his previous chapter he says that, you know, fruitive activities, intelligence is better than, you know, fruitive activities. Intelligence means what? In 2.49 he says that, Durena Hevaram Karma. Durena means keep far away, far distance, all the above. Hevaram means abominable karma activities. By what? By Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya. Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi means intelligence. But here, it's very interesting, Arjuna is talking about Buddhi, intelligence. But he forgot the word yoga. Krishna never said it's Buddhi. He said Buddhi Yoga. So because of that, that is our common practice. When we have our own opinions, own agendas, we take some, you know, part of sentence, forgetting the incident, circumstances, under what circumstances the dialogue was spoken and all. So similarly here, Arjuna, just to, you know, give Krishna some excuse, he was telling that Buddhi, intelligence only. He was forgot of the word Buddhi yoga word. So now, but it shows that, whatever it may be, he shows that how rapt he is in hearing. But at the same time, Krishna spoke before this, there are another words, like, you know, in 2.38. Because the Arjuna's afraid of fear was sinful reaction. So here, 2.38, Arjuna, Krishna spoke how he can get rid of this sinful reaction. You know? Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat. And by so doing, you shall never incur sin. So he already gave that one also. When a person who is so rapt in hearing, how can he forget this one also? There is another point we have to note. You know, so he is already, because his fear was mostly on sinful reaction. Krishna has already given the solution. If he is intelligent, then he should practice that and try to satisfy Krishna, and as well as he can get rid of his sinful reaction. But that is the power of attachment. When we have our own agenda, our own opinions, we never see what the other person is saying. We become blind, or deaf, whatever we say, you know. Because we don't hear what the other person is saying. We don't see whether good wishingness of the opposite person. You know, we become completely blind and overwhelmed by this. Only the desire, this opinion what I have, because I am so attached to it. Because of that, Arjuna knows, it's not that Arjuna doesn't know that Krishna is the best well-wisher of him or his Pandavas that they can ever have. So, because of that only, he gave up all the Yadu warriors, you know, Akshohanisa warriors, just to, you know, discarded them. I don't want them. I want only Krishna. Because he knew Krishna is the ultimate. But when he comes to that, the attachment is stronger. When he becomes the strong attachment, he is ready to oppose the same Krishna. No? So how it happens? in our real life also you can see, it's very interesting. You know, every parents love their son or daughter. You know, they are ready to die for them. If someone is troubling them, what happens? They are ready to fight, or they themselves go and get injured also. That is there because they love. But if the same boy or girl loves another boy or girl or boy whom they don't accept, what happens? Big fight between father and son or daughter and son in the family. Why? The father thinks that my prestige is more important than my son or daughter, because he loves more his prestige than his daughter now, daughter or son. So because of that, he is ready to, you know, fight with the same person whom he was loving until yesterday or same day. And the girl also, girl or boy, whatever it is, you know, they were also ready to do anything for their parents. But when it comes to this beloved ones, they were ready to do anything. They are ready to abandon their parents and go away. Because they think the love they are experiencing is more than what the parents are giving. So it is love. The more love you have more attachment. And if the father says, okay, let it be, whatever it may be, it's not my prestige and nothing. If she is happy or he is happy, if things, there's no problem. So when the attachment becomes stronger, you know, and we don't see what the other person's opinion is, and we don't, you know, bother about anything. Just we want to get our things done. That's what Arjuna is doing here. The same Krishna was helping him entire their life, and they knew, it's not that they don't know, he doesn't know. Still, and it come to attachment, it was just, you know, opposing. He was ready to oppose. But at the same time, he wanted to be diplomatic. He doesn't want to be so this one. That's why he was asking, now tell me, what should I do? You only telling that buddhi, intelligence is better than atma. So because of that, I am, you know, thinking that this is then, you know, this is the abominable act. So if I want to practice buddhi yoga, then he was telling buddhi, but he is talking about buddhi yoga. You know, this is little, you know, diplomacy is there. So buddhi yoga means that what your understanding is like giving up everything. That's what Arjuna from the beginning he wanted to. He was ready to beg. He says in first chapter also, you know, it is better to go and beg than, you know, enjoying the kingdom after the, with the stints of the blood stints of the all the warriors, killing of these relatives and all. So it was something contradicting. He is talking about this one. Well, if he thinks from the beginning, he could have not come to battlefield. But he came, everything, and now he is talking about this one. So, here. He was talking about abandoning everything and going to forest. His decision was. Now we'll talk what the karma and all these things. And then, before that we'll finish the second one, then we discuss. Not only that, after that he did not stop there. You know, if he stopped there, it's okay. But he was continuing, asking further question also. What was that? Vamisreneva vakyena buddhim mohaya shivame tadekam vada nichitya yana shreyo amapnuyam. Translation. My intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be most beneficial for me. Purport. In the previous chapter, as a prelude to the Bhagavad Gita, many different paths were explained, such as Sankhya Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, control of the senses by intelligence, work without fruitive desire, and the position of the neophyte. This was all presented unsystematically. A more organized outline of the path would be necessary for the action and understanding. Arjuna therefore wanted to clear up these apparently confusing matters so that any common man could accept them without misinterpretation. Although Krishna had no intentions of confusing Arjuna by any jugglery of words, Arjuna could not follow the process of Krishna consciousness, either by inertia or by active service. In other words, by his question, he is clearing the path of Krishna consciousness for all students who seriously want to understand the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Gauranithai ki, Gopal ji ki. So, here, as a diplomatic continuation, he was asking now, my intelligence bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Equivocal means ambiguous, questionable, doubtful, in dilemma situation. So why he is, saying this equivocal instruction? No guru, because already Arjuna said, in 2.7, before the chapter, second chapter starts, Shishyasteham Yadhimam Tvam Prapannam. So, I completely surrender to you. I am your disciple. I am a surrendered soul. Please instruct me. He is telling that I am a surrender to you. And he is not, at the same time, he is not giving up his attachment to his opinion. He is not giving up his opinion of not to fight. So, is it surrender and own agenda goes in. Because of that, he was confused. Surrender means just give up everything. No question, no matter, whatever it is. Just follow whatever you say. But here, when we have our own agenda, it contradicts. That's where the problem is. That's what happening to Arjuna here. Here in this one, in this regard, there is a story also. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Lokanath Goswami to go and assist Rupa and Sanatan, in Vrindavan. I'll come to Vrindavan and I'll meet you there. But upon Sachinata's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath Puri. So in that eagerness to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lokanath Goswami disobeys the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted to meet him in Jagannath Puri. So he leaves Vrindavan for Jagannath Puri. So by the time he reaches, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already leaves, Jagannath Puri, and he goes for South India Yatra. So he came there, he found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. He could have given up and he could have, let me go, then he may come sometime and else. But still he did not give up. He wanted to meet him some other place than Vrindavan. So he was going, he was also going to South India Yatra behind him. So it was happening that wherever he reaches, just one or two days before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to leave that place. So he was, just following, he could not able to, meet him anywhere. Then at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after South India Yatra, he goes to Vrindavan also. But he was behind Lokanath Goswami. Because he could not meet him. Then by the time Lokanath Goswami reaches Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves Vrindavan also. So then again he comes to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Jagannath Puri. What means, Lokanath Goswami also wanted to go to Jagannath Puri, but then he got some instructions, then he could not able to go anywhere. And he never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu afterwards. See, here, the desire was, it's not material, it's spiritual. Still, he disobeyed the orders of spiritual master. Because of that, he could not get the mercy. No. He tried. When we have our own material agendas, what can happen to us? You know? So that's what happening to Arjuna. Arjuna, they, in Rajasuya Yagra, they elected Krishna as the supreme. And they worshipped him. And everywhere they are worship, they are taking shelter of Krishna. They knew that he is the, and in the exile time during, in the forest they heard about Krishna from many, many sages. He is the supreme. Whenever they hear, they pay so much respect and they worship him. Everything. But because of this one attachment, not to fight, he could not able to give up. So whatever instructions Krishna was giving, he could not able to take them. So if you have our own agendas, you know, if you have our this thing, the surrender, what we name is not complete. Then whatever instructions come, we may hear so many instructions, we may read so many scriptures, but most of the time, it all makes us more bewildered. So that's why Krishna, Arjuna, it's happening to Arjuna. Arjuna is such a scholar, you know. He said that he is in 1 hour, Bhagavad Gita has spoken. Bhagavad Gita has spoken. He has 700 slokas. If you analyze it, each sloka takes less than 3 minutes. You know, by 7 minutes, 60. Not seconds. 3 seconds, sorry. It takes 3 seconds, less than 3 seconds. So who can? You know, even if we give 10 years practice, still we cannot complete in 3 years. So such a fast Krishna was speaking, and Arjuna could understand it. He's such a knowledgeable person. He knows all sastras. He knows how to please demigods. He knows how to go. Everything he knows. But he could not able to understand simple instructions, which is given to for everyone. Not this is specialist scholarly. It is given to common people like us. Those instructions could not understand because of only attachment. So it's very, you know, very instructive, these two things. Just because of only one attachment, if we cannot give up our complete, you know, surrender, whatever we name, bhakti, these are all, you know, this big obstruction because of our own agenda. Until we give up, we cannot progress. So here, he is asking that, you know, now I'm confused because Krishna said, Buddhi Yoga is better than Karma Khanda, Karma Yoga, whatever. Then let us see what is the yoga means. So many people, yoga means, I know, yoga classes, many people go. Yoga means everyone has, you know, that stretching hands, legs, you know, posing, this thing. But if you see the names given, you know, Seva Asana, they don't say Seva Yoga. You know, Sir Shasan. They don't say Sir Yoga. Something, whatever. They say asanas. These are not yoga. There is different thing. And even pranayam things, they never contain the word yoga. So here Krishna, Arjuna is asking whether what should I do? Should I become yogi like so, what he was thinking, giving up everything and go to forest or fight? So yogi means the person who was practicing yoga. Then what the modern people are practicing is not yoga, because the words, you cannot find everywhere yoga word. But only on the billboard. Nowhere else. But people are taking it. So now, then what is really yoga means? So Prabhupada says, yoga means linking up unto Supreme Lord. So we have to connect ourselves to, you know, hook ourselves to Supreme Lord. So then whatever activity you are doing, that becomes yoga. If your activities, you are connecting to Krishna, then it becomes, your activities become Krishna, you know, yoga process. That's a karma yoga. Karma means activity. And you are reading something, acquiring. So that's why we don't say, he's a very knowledgeable person. We say, but we don't say that he is very Jnana Yogi. Jnana Yogi is different. Yogi means, unless it is connected to Krishna, our Supreme Lord, it's not at all yoga. So when the knowledge acquired is related to Krishna and we are acting on it, then it becomes ज्ञान योग और भक्ति योग बुद्धि योग Prabhupada Buddhi Yoga is translated as devotional service. So, and Prabhupada also says in his lecture on this sloka that Krishna consciousness means yearning for Krishna, spending for Krishna, thinking for Krishna, fighting for Krishna, working for Krishna. Whatever you do, everything, you have to do for Krishna. When we do that one, then you are a yogi. So you don't need to go, you know, away out, you know, away from this, aloof from this material, you know, world or material comfort zone or something. Because even Krishna doesn't want it. Because he was aloof, if you see from our point of view. He was not here. He was in somewhere Golok, spiritual world. But he was not staying there. He was coming here, you know, he was sending the representatives to how to show how to act in Krishna consciousness. So he himself was not, you know, getting out of this material zone. So if we are going to a secluded place and trying to do something, then how Krishna can appreciate it? Yes, it can be done, but Prabhupada says, after having proper training. Otherwise, it's difficult. So, in my example, when I was studying diploma, just mechanical engineer, so I have learned some subject. So I was very into to see machines and open it. In our home, we have, you know, embroidery machine, sewing machine. So I thought there's so many, it's so dirty and all these things. So many things, I just get one screwdriver and open everything. I cleaned everything, polished, like, you know, everything, coconut oil, everything. Then I was tightening all screws and everything, but machine was not running. Because the timings, you know, we have to adjust where this needle has to go and, you know. But I was like just, because I was not trained. So I might be having some, you know, theoretical knowledge. The yoga means how to go to Himalayas, how to leave. Maybe I might have read some 100 books. But unless I was trying to detach myself from all this, you know, my opinion, my agenda, my requirement, these my things, if you go there, what happens? We may go there, like, you know, I've opened it. We find ourselves in a place, but we cannot practice. We cannot be successful. Because we are lacking training. So that is the understanding. So many people think yogi means something, you know, either this extreme, stretching body, either that extreme, completely closing body. So not, that's not. We should be reminding. Or Krishna also, by his own example, he came here, he also did so many activities, you know, and he was sending so many representatives. No, none of them were, you know, went to the secluded place and chanting. No. Even the Haridas Thakur, who was chanting 192 rounds every day, you know, still he was going and traveling and preaching and, you know, everyone, Jagamada, you know, he went to Jagamada. His proof is one best proof is he also went with Nityananda Prabhu to preach Jagamada. That means he was not sitting on one place. Even he has to chant 192 rounds. You know? So this Krishna consciousness is differently, completely different what people think. So that's why Prabhupada also very, very intelligent. When he choose the words, or he was the activities, what he made, what the process what he made was very fantastic. So when he was inaugurating the, you know, registration, during registration time, Prabhupada disciple told, Prabhupada, why don't we make it God consciousness? It becomes more appropriate, appeal to the, you know, people. Everyone can, he said, no, Krishna. Only Krishna, that also, not Krishna bhajan, Krishna, you know, something, only consciousness. He's very particular about these words. You can say Krishna Prem, but, international society for Krishna Prem or Krishna. Well, that's what we also pray. We will, you know, we want Krishna love, okay? Love for Krishna. You could have put Krishna Prem, but it's not Prem. It's matter is, more important thing is consciousness. He was very particular about the things what he is doing. So when we take shelter of that kind of people, if you try to just the day we are ready to accept the instructions of Prabhupada, then half of our job is done. The people say, good beginning is half done. So, because he is such a completely dedicated, pure and focused devotee, when you try to obey these instructions without, our own agenda, your foundation is already built. And material was ready. Raw material was also ready. Now it is up to us. How fast we put the, bricks and all, make our building. But the basic foundation was already done. So that's the power of just obeying this. So that's why, if you are ready to accept this message of Krishna consciousness, by the blessings of Prabhupada, we get blessings of Guru Parampara, Acharyas. And with their blessings, we can understand the process and we may go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments or corrections? Okay. And we stop here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.